Shakopee.
Badger Hill Brewing Company in the shadows of Canterbury Park, the horse racing park here in Minnesota. And here we are standing outside a brewery that's been around a long time. They started back in, 2013?
Yep.
20, I mean, a long time ago.
In 2011, maybe.
2011?
Yeah, I think so.
We've been doing this for 12 years, Ben. These guys have had multiple locations. They've also teamed up at one time with the Lucid Brewing Company, who went on to break off and move. So we're excited to go in here and find out what their beer is like, because they've been around a long time. They've had, I think this is maybe the third location they've had, but look at it. It's beautiful. It's big. They open at 6 a.m. with coffee. Let's see how their beer is.
All right. Badger Hill Brewing, Shakopee, Minnesota. Hey, and this place opens early for coffee. I mean, not a lot of breweries are opening at 6 a.m., that's for sure. But I've never... These southwest suburbs, I haven't been to any breweries. None of them. Neither of us have. And so we're really excited to check these out. And man, walking in, their merch game is nice. I mean, and anyone that has pinball, that's awesome. But look at all the merch they got. So they kind of hit you right when you're walking in or leaving with their merch. And look at the coffee. I mean, they got all sorts of coffee to choose from in here. And man, this place is nice. I mean, you got this whole open area. Look at that disco ball up there. Probably move those tables out and can have, you know, performances and things. Brew house. Look at those tanks. I mean, they are doing everything right on site here. And there's a lot of tanks, so it means a lot of beer. And this patio. This patio looks so nice. And it's a wraparound patio as well, with Canterbury Park, the dog, or the horse racing track in the background. And look at the bar. Full wraparound bar, TV on each side. Just a comfortable place to sit with different... All these windows make it really cool to be able to see out, and it brings all the light in. And, you know, the little couch and the fireplace and... Hey, everything about this place I am loving. So I'm hoping that their beers are as good as the vibe, because I'm getting excited. They got a flight for us, so let's go.
All right, Badger Hill Brewing Company, Shakopee, Minnesota.
Another great atmosphere. I mean, so far, there's been so many unique different ways that we found these breweries here in Minnesota. I mean, this one is completely different than most that we've seen. You know, some are industrial centers, some are in strip malls, some are in Main Street in town, and this one is uniquely right by the race by. You might even be able to see it behind us. That's the Canterbury Park, the
horse racing.
Yeah.
I mean, when there's horse racing going on, and then Valley Fair, the amusement park, is not far from here as well. So this is a really cool area. Never been to a brewery in this side of town, so we're excited to try.
And they started early, man, and they keep on growing. So
yeah,
here we are. We thought we'd, you know, Oktoberfest still seems to be the thing in Minnesota.
They're still hanging around, man.
So, you know, I mean, most places are out, and they don't come back until next August. But here we are, so we thought we'd try the first one up.
Yeah, man, I mean.
It's Oktoberfest.
And I love a good lager, so I'm hoping it's...
Nothing to write home about to me, but, I mean, you know, it's...
Wow, that's a strange Oktoberfest to me.
Yeah, it's maybe been...
It's hoppy, but...
It's maybe been sitting around a little bit. I mean, I'm surprised.
Hey, man.
No, it looks... I mean, it's fresh. It just doesn't... I don't know. I mean,
that's their
call it a Feist beer lager, and maybe that's it.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
they're
that
more
Fest versus Marzahn. You know, I think we're more of Marzahn fans.
So,
but hey, it's got a level of hop to it. It's somewhat bitter.
I would not buy it. But not a fan of that one.
I don't think I'd probably get another one of those. Mm-hmm. All right.
I asked the bartender here, who is very nice. I mean, really a great guy. And I said, you know, I said, what are you known for? Why should we come to Badger? I mean, he didn't know that I love IPAs. And he said, well, people come here for one beer. That's the Trader IPA.
Mm-hmm. Traitor.
That's what he said.
Yep.
Not even a question what their flagship number one beer is. What put them on the map? Here he has put Surly on the map. And I love that beer. Let's see if Traitor...
Looks like a good color to me, man.
It looks like a great color.
It's not hazy in any way.
Smell is exactly how an IPA should smell.
And these guys put out a lot of packaged beer, too.
Oh, that's a good beer. I can see why he said that. That is a very... That is an excellent IPA. I will...
Oh, man, that smells...
I put that right up against... that's the type of, that's a West Coast IPA. It's got the right amount of citrus. It's got the right amount of hops. It's got the right amount of bitterness.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. I'll tell you, we're hitting IPAs
compared to
today.
We are.
Maybe this West suburbs.
It's a little bit
of the Minneapolis.
We're more to the Minneapolis side. All right, so I'm going to go with Mucho Gusto.
That's a Mexican lager?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is a Mexican
lager. It looks really good.
No Pilsner here, by the way.
No, there was no Pilsner here. Yeah, this...
Smells good?
Mm-hmm.
He likes Mexican lagers. He likes amber lagers as well. Not amber ales, but...
That tastes really good.
Better than the Oktoberfest, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. That's really
good.
It is good, right?
Yeah, that's really good.
It goes down nice and smooth.
That's a good beer. Badger Hill makes
a lot of aftertaste to it.
They're making some good beer.
So, yeah.
And, maybe we shouldn't... we're...
Maybe that's how
we're mid-December.
Beer is supposed to...
Well, no, it's not how it's supposed to taste.
I mean...
But we're mid...
That's their recipe, right? You know, maybe some people like it. It just wasn't art.
So,
but once again, man, no seasonal,
nothing.
Like Winterfest or winter ale,
celebration
or
ale, something
about
like that.
Winter or anything. So we went with the stouts.
We went with the stouts and the porters, which is what we're doing. And we have found one of the better stouts that we've had anywhere, and that was at the Fat Pants Brewing Company, Don Anderson.
Yeah.
His was a s'mores.
It was a s'more.
So
it was called Happy Camper.
Happy, yeah. And yes. These guys are doing a peanut butter, which would be interesting.
Peanut butter stout.
Ooh, it smells good, though, guys. Man, I'll tell you, I might not even drink it. I might just smell it. Because I love peanut butter, love stout, love beer.
I mean,
how can this
be the perfect freaking combo?
How can this be not good?
No, I know.
Huh?
I mean,
how can this
be
not good? All right, let's see. Ooh, gosh, that's good. Oh, my goodness.
Man, so the stouts are coming through. So,
and you know, I haven't seen any cream ales today.
You're right.
Yesterday,
that's all we saw.
In our first visits to Minnesota, everyone had a cream ale.
They did.
And here today, we're at our third stop today, and no cream ales.
No cream ales, but really good beer.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Yep.
You don't need to be. I mean, this would be an unbelievable Christmas Eve product.
Mm-hmm.
It is as good as.
Wow! Holy smokes! You could just smell that paint. It smells like a Reese's.
It still tastes good. It still tastes good. I love it.
Oh man! Oh,
we're loving stouts.
That's good beer.
I love an occasional Guinness, man.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not a side pour, straight pour.
Yeah,
man. So, man,
that's a good beer. And then more about this place. You know, you see that disco ball there? It's about some music. So they have a lot of music events and things like that here too. But man, I can just see that if this place is happening and there's music going on, you got really good beer happening, you got horse racing going on in the background, this is a cool place to go.
You got lots of big TVs too above the bar.
Yeah.
TV above the bar.
Yeah.
And we're in a little private room off to the side,
probably for events.
Yeah.
Like if you want to have a little special event, they probably rent this out to you, and you can have everything you need.
Nice big patio out here.
Great patio. So now this is Badger Hill Brewing doing it up right.
Yep. I don't know about the name Badger, but their beer is good.
Put them on your list.